You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A majority of Wisconsinites support allowing election officials to process absentee ballots early. That's according to a new poll from the Bipartisan Democracy Defense Project. The processing of absentee ballots has become trickier in recent years, causing significant vote counting delays in bigger cities like Milwaukee. The poll found that 76% of Wisconsin residents support processing the ballots one day before Election Day. Some have claimed fraud when they see a big batch of absentee ballots added to the count late into election night. But that's not fraud. That's just what happens when poll workers aren't allowed to do anything with absentee ballots until polls open on Election Day. That's Wisconsin law. A bipartisan bill that would allow early processing passed the Wisconsin State Assembly in November. But earlier this year, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said it didn't have enough votes in the Senate to pass. And at the Capitol, three lawmakers have introduced the first-of-its-kind Wisconsin Legislative Asian Caucus. Madison Democratic Representative Francesca Hong says Asian American communities and their needs are diverse, and it's important that they meet those communities where they are. Hong is joined by West Allis Representative Angelito Tenorio and Madison Representative Renuka Mayadev in the caucus. Together, they're the first cohort of Asian American lawmakers to serve concurrently in the legislature. Wisconsin joins yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Attorney General Josh Call is one of 20 attorneys general suing over cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services. Call says the administration has cut funding required by law to support removing lead in Milwaukee schools, preventing maternal deaths, and educating young people about the effects of tobacco. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., in collaboration with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, have collapsed the HHS's 28 departments down to 15. They also closed about half of the original offices and announced 20,000 of the 85,000 employees would be fired. Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration has eliminated a test for bird flu, essentially decimated Head Start programs with no alternatives in place, and closed offices dedicated to mental health and substance use disorders. And an investigation into leaked documents from the Wisconsin Supreme Court didn't end up finding a source. Last year, someone leaked a draft order from the state's high court saying they would agree to hear a challenge to the 1849 abortion law. According to a new report, investigators interviewed more than 60 people and reviewed computer records. That report says the computer usage data between June 13th, when that order was drafted, and June 26th, when Wisconsin Watch published a story on the order, was missing. But investigators found no evidence of an external breach. And here in Madison, some of our bike and walking paths are currently under construction. Work started yesterday on the East Madison Bikeways and North Shore Drive paths. You might notice some minor traffic pattern changes in those areas while they get this work done. It's all expected to be finished in mid-June. And Madison residents avoided 15 tons of carbon emissions in April as part of an effort around Earth Day. The Round Trip program encouraged people to choose more sustainable options throughout April instead of taking cars. It then allowed people to log their walks, bike and bus rides, and carpools. Madisonians logged more than 8,000 sustainable trips throughout the month. And it didn't just help the environment. People saved about $10,000 on gas and maintenance costs. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a three-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelich's homer, and, you know, obviously the Hoskins two hits with a big double there, but Bowers' bunt hit, made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone. He threw strikes. That was it. He attacked the zone with all three pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did. Anderson facing the meat of the order in the eighth. That's kind of his first chance doing that. And I thought Pyamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time. And happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The two teams wrap up their three-game series tomorrow afternoon. 1 week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in 2 upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have 1 foot in 2 huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word to the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the role. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number 2 this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its fifth week. The top five was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which expose Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71 on Thursday. Mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 54.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.